TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
This is Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, 605 out there in the West Coast, 905 here in Atlanta, sending you good vibes on an oh-so-somber morning. Actually, evening. It started this morning. This is a somber day here in America, off of a tragic situation out in Las Vegas. But tonight, we're talking about the question, why does the U.S. lead nations in mass shootings? This has to be a conversation we have to start having. You know, guns clearly an issue in America, but for some reason, you know, the NRA, our leadership, and other entities, you know, would like to keep guns available and on the rise versus controlling guns. Why does the U.S. lead the nation in mass shootings? Is the conversation tonight off of the cusp of 58 dead, 500 plus injured at a country music festival out in Las Vegas. Before we go any further, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, give it up. Hot chocolate, what's going on? How you do? How you be? What's happening?
I really don't know how I am right now. I'm here, thankful to be here. But it, with a very heavy heart, my thoughts and prayers definitely go out to all of those affected and those families and friends of those who lost their lives in Las Vegas. Just such a ridiculous, senseless situation. Just, I don't even know.
I woke up this morning in like, I had to wake up early this morning, and when I finally got myself together, you know, got the coffee brewing, you know, turned on my ritual in the morning, 7 o'clock. It's a build up to the Today Show at 7 a.m. Right, got to have coffee ready. You know, I know I'm officially old when I'm sitting waiting for the Today Show with my coffee.
To come
like, you're
on,
officially
right.
Old.
Start your day with Matt Lauer.
I just
Matt and Savannah.
Hey, and Savannah and Hoda, right? It's just a fun way to start your morning.
Yeah, that's my morning ritual as well.
Crazy personalities, but I could not detach myself from the mayhem. I've stayed at the Mandalay Bay several times, so you know, just looking at the image, one of the hotel, number two, just hearing the cacao. The cacao. It's like, what in the world? I mean, can you imagine? I mean, it sounded like a battlefield.
It did. And I think in your description, there were more pauses than there were in the actual gunfire in the audio that I heard from the news reports. It's sickening. I'm definitely ready to get into this discussion because I don't understand what. Yeah, I'm gonna wait.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you. I mean, we only have 30 minutes, right? And so, I mean, this is not even a situation where a lot of music is even required tonight. I mean, folks, we want to hear from you. Please feel free to weigh in. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'll tell you what I was, and I hate to go here, but this tragic situation this morning, we like to talk about race a lot, but this had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with race. I mean, you know, Stephen Paddock, however you want to pronounce it, Stephen Paddock, I mean, is a Caucasian man who opened fired on a country music festival. I mean, he was not broke. This was described by his brother, a millionaire. I mean, who had been in Vegas since September the 28th gambling. But he was also surrounded by a lot of weapons and ammunition and things of the like. So he had a plan. This was plotted out. But he wasn't, a poor person, you know, busted and sad with life. I mean, he lived on a suburban golf course that looked pretty nice. I mean, his neighbors totally surprised. His brother said, it's crazy that he's killed these people. And so I say all that to say, this is not about race. It's more about how in the hell do people get their hands on this type of ammunition?
Not even just the type of gun and ammunition. From what I saw on the news report, it was a semi-automatic weapon that he had with some sort of adapter or additional piece, accessory that he purchased online to transform that semi-automatic weapon into an automatic weapon.
So, and the question is, how did that happen?
Right. I don't understand. I mean, it's not as though I'm not a supporter of the right to bear arms, because I am. I do think that there should be a line that is clearly drawn in the type of weapon that you as a civilian would have and would need to protect yourself or protect your family or protect your property. What this man basically created with the semi-automatic weapon that he purchased legally, the tripods that he purchased legally, the scopes that he purchased legally, and this accessory that he purchased online, also legally, was a weapon of war. I mean, what is the need for that?
Well, he clearly waged war against someone or some people for some reason. The question is why. I mean, clearly this man kind of went like temporarily insane, because I mean, no one in their right mind is going to blow a hole out of a hotel window.
He literally
blew a hole out of the hotel window. I mean, it clearly was planned, because someone who you wouldn't be able to have access to that type of weaponry if it wasn't planned. However, again, something happened, and it's important that we know. We'll never be able to put our fingers on the pulse. I mean, there's been mass shootings all over the place, and that's the question tonight. Why does the United States lead Western nations when it comes to mass shootings? I mean, clearly that is a hypothetical question. We're not going to answer it ourselves. As someone new, we'd be able to fix the problem. But, I mean, personally, I think it has everything to do with guns and the lack of control with guns, first and foremost, in this country. Oh, my goodness. We are praying for Las Vegas. It's a market that I support in my day-to-day. And so this morning I was, you know, just heavy wanting to know if I had any friends or employees even that was out at that concert last night in Vegas. We've not confirmed if everyone is accounted for, but we've not heard also anything specific about anyone. So right now, no news is indeed good news,
good news to us.
Hey,
for sure.
On Friday, we featured a couple of producers, and it's all about positive vibes tonight. So we're actually going to kick this joint that we featured on Friday night. It's called It's Like That. We'll be right back. This is KB, it's 914, The Social Lab.
TM Hyman Radio Live in the Social Lab, 9:17 p.m. here on Money Monday. It is your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the General. And that right there is K Beats. It's like that. New music.
It's
new
like
producers.
That.
New that we like, for sure. That joint rocks. Again, we want to certainly send our condolences and our thoughts and prayers out to all those families and victims affected by the mass shooting in Las Vegas last night. And that's our topic tonight. Why is the United States the nation with the highest percentage of mass shootings, or the highest number of mass shootings? If you want to weigh in, 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in, and let us know what's on your mind tonight.
You know, I don't know if it is, to me, I say it's the signs of the times. For anyone who reads the good book, if you crack it open and go all the way to the back, that good chapter called Revelations, it will scare the hell out of you, or it should scare the hell out of you, because, you know, when you start reading, the pages become real, because what you actually begin to read and understand, you realize is happening, like, right now.
Almost real time.
When you think of flooding, right? I mean, we've never seen flooding like we have just seen. I mean, when you think of just the violence in the land, I mean, the good book talks about the violence. Even when you talk about government and how the government would get real tricky. Guess what? Our government is the trickiest that it's ever been.
Ever.
And so, I mean, folks, it's a sign of the times, and there's nothing to be afraid of. At the end of the day, you know, T.D. Jakes started telling us years ago. What do you start telling me? Get ready, get ready, get ready. Listen, all I can say is get ready. Get ready, and it starts with being aware. You know, don't be a fog. Don't be in a fog. You know, at the end of the day, the U.S., one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful country on the face of the earth, is becoming interesting, is the word I will use. It's becoming interesting on a world stage. And we've got to do better, because it starts with leadership. And, I mean, the government has a history of guns and drugs. At the end of the day, we will say no to drugs openly, but we'll also push it in droves. So
exactly.
Stay woke, folks. You know, stay woke. Guns and gun control all kind of flow through the same fingers. I'll say it again: guns and gun control, like. It's almost like it's controlled by the same people.
It is. Not almost.
Your voice and your vote makes a difference. Stand up, because it starts with gun control. The more guns and things that you can do to pimp guns. I mean, what Stephen Patter did was he pimped his gun and made it the automatic weaponry that it became, right? I mean, come on. When you go back and you listen to all that cacao, how is it possible that all of that cacao was happening at the same time? Unbelievable.
Right.
58 people dead, 500 plus people injured. Unbelievable. We've got to start contacting our Congress people and our Senate, you know, representatives, and just our House of Representatives. You know, reps and voicing our concerns over what's happening in America over gun control. Do you all know who Roy Moore is? If you don't know who Roy Moore is, you may want to Google him, because Roy is now a U.S. senator, if I'm not mistaken. And if he's not a senator, he's a congressman. But he just won in Alabama against Trump's dude. But he's no better because he supports Trump's philosophies, policies. And guess what? He actually brandished a gun at one of his recent meetings and was like elected the next week. It starts with our leadership. 917-889-3926. He's now a member of the U.S. Senate.
In Alabama, he sure is. Former
a sign of the times, folks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a judge. He was a judge, but he is he's on the wild side. We'll keep it right there. He's on the wild side.
So eloquently.
Talk to your children. Don't let your children leave the house in the morning without, you know, kissing them, hugging them, telling them that you love them. And help them to understand what's going on. Absolutely. Help them to process what's going on. Don't leave them to fend for themselves and absorb the mess that's out there for them to absorb throughout the day. Take care of your kids.
It's already confusing enough to try and decipher as an adult, much less as, you know, as a child, with all everything that's being thrown at us at one time. It's just, there's a lot. And kind of filter, you know, let them know what's going on in the world, of course, but monitor it, filter it, you know, give it to them the way that you think that they'll understand it. You can't just expose them to everything at one time. It kind of becomes overwhelming.
Yeah, it is totally overwhelming. Remember the days that you just had to worry about, you know, sex, drugs, and alcohol? Where are those days when, you know, you just had to, only thing you were concerned about was an STD and your daughter getting pregnant, right? Those days are long gone, people. Those days are long gone.
Can it be that it was all so simple then?
Hey, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Man, listen. The one thing that I know for a fact is God is real. I don't question it. I know God is real. And He's trying to get our attention. You know, I'll even, you know, get candid with some folks and say, you know, maybe she's trying to get our attention. You know, I don't know. But what I will say, because Mother Nature has a, you know, real way, right? Well, I mean, some people must say Mother Nature, some people say God, you know, right? So however you look above, this is what I say. I say get it right. I say whoever you bow down to, whatever you acknowledge, whatever you worship, you need to start, like, worshiping it a little more, acknowledging it a little more, making sure that you're asking for protection as you leave your house. And, again, you know, seeking that protection over your children when they leave the house. It's real in the field. And a lot of times, you know, you're not the one that people are worried about, right? You don't have to worry about yourself a lot of times. It's other people that you have to worry about. It's other people you have to look out for. I mean, case in point, and we out of here. I'm coming home yesterday leading. So I'm in a car driving, had just left Papa Do's restaurant. It was my girlfriend, my goddaughter, and her mother. They're behind me. You know, I'm pulling into the community and I see the guy pulling out, but I zip past him real fast. He's pulling out. Apparently he never looks back because he continues to pull out and bam, he misses me and literally runs right into them.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes things are inevitable. They happen way before you're even prepared to respond to them, right? But even in the midst of things that happen, you have to be prepared. How do you prepare for things like that? Guess what? You prepare like you got to have insurance. So
absolutely,
when you rent a car, you know, don't be cheap. Don't be cheap and say you got insurance, even though you know you don't have insurance, and don't get covered. Because guess what? If you get hit and now pay for it, right?
That's
guess
right.
What? You were prepared because either you have insurance or you got insurance on the car. You can't control other people's behavior, other people's actions, but you can damn sure prepare and you can cover your own.
And speaking of covering your own, real quick, I'm going to give you one for free and then we can be out. Please make sure that you take the time to cover yourself with uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage. Trust me, you will thank me. At some point, you will need it and you will thank me.
Well, that's a jewel. I almost want to ask you to talk about uninsured motorists. I know a little bit about it, but we only got 90 seconds left, so we out of here. We talk to you on Wednesday, 9 p.m.
And we
may talk to you a little bit about that, but we not no damn insurance brokers here. So,
you know, I ain't no brokers now. I'm just
don't be looking for too much information.
Nah. And when you
but we definitely want to drop those jewels on you.
You better hold them.
Well, what I do know about it is it will keep you from having to pay out of your pocket if you get hit by somebody who doesn't have insurance.
Or doesn't have enough insurance to cover the type of injuries that you have.
Right.
That's the underrated.
Why does the U.S. lead in mass shootings? We don't know, folks. We just don't know. But again, praying for the folks out in Vegas, their friends and family, and still those who have been impacted by mass shootings in the past, because there have been quite a few.
Yeah.
We out of here. Talk to y'all on Wednesday. Good night.
We are that crew, that team, that network. TM Hyman Radio live in the social lab. Your girl Hot Chocolate with the General. See you on Wednesday. Good night.
See him behind the live, see him behind